Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big news is, obviously, what the hell are the Chiefs going to do when it comes to a defensive back going forward in the NFL? And last night, Minkah Fitzpatrick was traded by the Dolphins to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And my first take on this was, wow, the Pittsburgh Steelers are out there trading a first-round draft pick in a year where they lost their quarterback to go out and get the defensive back for an 0-2 football team. I'm like, that just doesn't make any sense. And then you realize, though, Minkah Fitzpatrick's got another couple of years to go. He's only in his second year in the NFL. So from a building standpoint, it does make perfect sense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know Chiefs fans were all excited last night about the possibilities of adding Minkah Fitzpatrick into the mix and making him a part of this organization, and thought, you know, any name is a good name, is a different name, is better than what we have right now at defensive back here in Kansas City. Well, I can tell you for a fact that the Kansas City Chiefs were involved in the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal. And in fact, they were involved in the deal down to the end. They were just basically outbid by the Pittsburgh Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick. And when I say outbid, there was nothing that the Kansas City Chiefs could have done to make their offer better that the Miami Dolphins were going to accept for Minkah Fitzpatrick than what they were able to give up. And when you compare the Pittsburgh Steelers and where they are right now to the Kansas City Chiefs, you're knowing that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a pretty pathetic draft pick right now because of their quarterback being out for the season and they're already off to an 0-2 start. The Kansas City Chiefs have the MVP and will potentially be in the Super Bowl, and their draft pick in the first round is just not going to be as good as what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have in the first round. And so ultimately, that's what it came down to. From what I've been told, everybody around the league considers the situation that the Pittsburgh Steelers are in right now to be basically a top 15 draft pick next year. The Miami Dolphins are not passing up on a potential top 15 draft pick next year in the draft for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Even if the Chiefs offered their first draft pick and decided that they wanted to part ways with their first round draft pick, which they would have done, picking number 30, 31, 32, 28, 29, wherever the Chiefs are going to pick this year, is not as appealing as what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do. And that is most likely a top 15 draft pick because their star quarterback is out for the season and they are already off to an 0-2 start. So, like, the Chiefs were in. The Chiefs wanted them. The Chiefs were looking to make that move. The Chiefs were aggressive in trying to make that move. But the fact of the matter is, this was a guy who wasn't going to be parted with for lesser than what the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to offer. And that was the best offer on the table for the Miami Dolphins, who Ryan, I think, believe now have 5 first-round draft picks next year, something like that, something great. 3 first-round picks next year. 3 in the draft next year for the Miami Dolphins. So they're stockpiling picks. They're rebuilding, and they're trying to move their franchise forward in a tanking sort of way. And look, that's what they did yesterday. So the Chiefs are out on Minkah Fitzpatrick, which brings us to Jalen Ramsey and what the Chiefs should do with Jalen Ramsey and that situation. Now he has demanded a trade, and the price tag is going to be very high for Jalen Ramsey. You're talking 2 first-round draft picks. But I talked to somebody close to the organization about 2 weeks ago. Whenever that Tyreek Hill rumor came about, when was that? Right before Labor Day, I think it was. Right before Labor Day with the situation with Tyreek Hill potentially being traded, and everybody thought, oh, he may be traded and Jalen Ramsey may be the guy that comes over. But what I was told, and this was just back on the 27th, 28th of August, whatever the case may be, I was told that the situation involving Jalen Ramsey probably wasn't going to be something that was going to happen here in Kansas City. In fact, the comparison that I got was a lot to like Marcus Peters, and they've dealt with a guy with kind of an attitude, kind of a chip on his shoulder, kind of a guy that, kind of rubbed people the wrong way, and they didn't like the attitude of Marcus Peters in Kansas City. That's why they traded Marcus Peters. And so 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, the conversation surrounding Jalen Ramsey was very similar to the conversation that surrounded Marcus Peters, a been-there, done-that type of attitude that the Chiefs had toward Jalen Ramsey. And at that point in time, didn't look like the Kansas City Chiefs were willing to make a move for Jalen Ramsey. Now 3 weeks have gone by. You've kind of started to see what this defense is all about. You see where the New England Patriots are when it comes to their football team right now. And they're the best team in the NFL, hands down. I mean, they've outscored their opponents 76-3 in the last two games and haven't allowed a touchdown since Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. So they've gotten the Super Bowl in their first two games of this season, you know, without allowing a touchdown. That's 12 straight quarters without allowing a touchdown in the NFL. It's pretty darn impressive. So the New England Patriots are a really, really good football team. Can you honestly beat them without upgrading your defense is the question that the Kansas City Chiefs as an organization have to ask themselves. I don't think you can necessarily beat the New England Patriots if you don't upgrade your defense. That's why we've been talking about Patrick Peterson. I don't know if that's still in the works or not. Obviously, Minka Fitzpatrick is no longer available for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Jalen Ramsey could potentially be available to the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's going to take a lot of draft capital to move on that player. And it's something that, from a football standpoint, I would be willing to do. But from a who he is standpoint, it may not gel so well with what the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to do here in KC. I think years ago in Philadelphia, when Andy Reid added big-time personalities, it didn't work well for him. And I think that's something that Andy Reid learned from Philadelphia. Big-time personalities don't always work well inside of a locker room. Jalen Ramsey makes you a better team. There's no doubt about it. But does his performance and his attitude and the way that he handles himself rub everybody the wrong way? Plus, they would have to come up with some cash and a new contract for Jalen Ramsey as well moving forward. And is that something that they want to do? Do they want to be wedded to Jalen Ramsey for the next 4, 5, 6 years when they may not really like who Jalen Ramsey is? And so that's something that the Kansas City Chiefs need to figure out. That's something that they have to take care of. If they trade for him, great. I'm excited about it. I'd be happy about it. If they don't trade for him, I'd understand that as well. And that's the line that you have to draw. Is this guy good enough to come in and make a difference on the field without upsetting the apple cart and everything that you've established culture-wise here in Kansas City? Because when Andy Reid got out of that culture mindset in Philadelphia, things took a turn. The Royals were very cautious about their culture and what they created inside that locker room in 14 and 15 and ended up winning a championship. It's up to this organization to go out there and to vet this guy and to vet this situation to make sure he's somebody that can come in and fit in and not cause a disturbance like we've seen in the past with players when they come in and they become bigger than the organization. And I know from talking to people inside that organization, Ryan, they don't want players that are going to be bigger than the organization and command all the attention more so than the organization does. And Jalen Ramsey feels like that kind of guy.
They also have a guy in Patrick Mahomes that should rightfully so command all the attention, and you shouldn't have to worry about some other guy trying to steal that spotlight away. And I don't think Mahomes would have an issue with that, but I don't think the organization wants that. I do think it's natural to give pause to wanting to bring in a guy like that in. And when you talk about like Andy Reid and how they tried to build that dream team in Philly and how that kind of all shook apart on the chassis. And like, to me, I think that there's a lot of differences obviously between the two teams, but the biggest differences to me are, number one, Andy Reid's more mature. Andy Reid's older. He's been in the league a lot longer at this point now. Because what was that? 03, 0...
No, that was at the end of Philadelphia. That's why he got bounced.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's 12.
Either way.
Yeah, like 11 and 12.
He's had several years since then to learn from his mistakes, and I think that that was one of those learning experiences that he certainly had to learn from. The other facet of it is I think that the locker room here in Kansas City is just, it's well equipped to be able to handle that. I don't want to say that it's better equipped than Philly, but I think that at least from the observations that we can make right now.
Well, you clearly have a true leader. You didn't in Philadelphia. I don't know if Michael Vick was that guy that Patrick Mahomes is. I don't think anybody's the guy that Patrick Mahomes is when it comes to leadership and blending everybody together, you know?
I just think that when you see the chemistry that's already existing in the locker room right now and how those guys, and you know, if you were listening to Therese last night with Binkley on the Therese Paylor show, which if you didn't, on demand, page 610sports.com. But to me, like, you see the chemistry that's already there. Couple that with the fact that your guys are all kind of all in the same age range, right? Like, mm-hmm. they're aging through this organization at the same pace. Like, Jalen Ramsey's going to fit right into that mold with him. And I don't think that you're going to have as big of a disruption as you would think because of the fact that that locker room's just equipped to handle it.
Yeah, here's Terrence Paylor last night about what it would take to get Jalen Ramsey.
If I were the Jaguars, I wouldn't train him for anything less than two firsts. That's how special he is. He's not even 25 yet. That's the thing. Like, you're not just trading for Jalen. You're trading for the next 4 years of Jalen, who's like an elite cornerback with the superstar development trait, right? So, you know, I would think it'd at least take two first-round picks. And if it takes anything less than that, you got to steal.
So there you go. Terrence Paylor right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Sticker shock right there.
Yeah, but for me, it's not. I'd make that trade. Like, from a player standpoint of what he can bring you to the table, that like is that if you believe that's the missing piece between you beating the Patriots and winning the Super Bowl, I would absolutely give up two first-round
picks. I mean, you do
picks.
Have to realize, though, that would put the Chiefs in a position where they wouldn't have a first-round pick for, what, like 4 or 5 years?
And if you
like,
have
Brett Veach has never made a first-round draft
pick.
Yeah,
but if they win the Super Bowl, you know, who? Not that it guarantees a Super
right.
Bowl, but you're taking a chance.
Well, teams like the Chiefs don't necessarily need first-round picks to reload.
Right.
I mean, they're obviously but, nice.
I mean, they've got enough right
feels
now.
Feels like a luxury at that point.
Especially picking in the 30s, man, when that's basically a second-round pick. So we'll see. I wouldn't mind giving it up. We'll find out what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do moving forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.